Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Boston Celtics are number one. I can't remember a time when a team went into the playoffs as prohibitive a favorite to at least make the finals as this one is. But we know the history of disappointment of this group. Should they get picked off anywhere along the way before getting to the finals, it will be about as significant a disappointment as we have seen in the NBA playoffs in a long time, and that adds up to a lot of pressure on all of their stars.
Uh-oh, you've made the green list. The most pressure in the NBA playoffs, according to Mike Greenberg on Get Up.
Yo, home, smell you later.
Is on the Boston Celtics. Ooh, top of the green list.
Ooh.
Chaos.
It's hour number two. Jones and Mego with Arkan here on WEEI. Arkan's defending himself in the Twitch chat, by the way. You
he
notice
is?
That? Yeah.
No, what are you doing over there, Arkan?
People are chirping him about not showing up for the show yesterday.
Right.
And he says, I work 6 days a week.
I do. I work more than either of you two.
No, I don't know if I go that far.
I work more than both of you.
Ryan's making quite a face back there.
Well, he can make any face he wants. It's a fact. 6 days a week. You guys don't work 6 days a week.
There are things I do outside of the show.
That's great. In your face.
Things I do outside of the show, too.
I definitely do not work more than 5 days a week. And, and honestly, a lot of times that rounds up to five. I'm not trying to make any side argument here. But, Mego, you... You
Look,
work more
not,
than five
I'm
days a week? Is that what you're telling
who,
me?
I'm not one of like, brags about working like Arkan.
I'm not. People were saying I wasn't
like,
working. That. I do.
That's what the money's for.
I work more working. Than both of you.
I don't need to sit here and brag about how much I work. I'm not a loser.
Wow.
Well, I'm not constantly saying that you don't work that much, which you are to me, which is wrong because I work
say,
more
I didn't
than
say
you
anything
do.
Anything in the Twitch chat. That's
I'm
the
not
Twitch
talking about
chat.
The Twitch chat. I'm talking about
We're
on the air
the
and
Twitch
in general.
Show.
And when I'm not here,
Excuse
which is when
me?
You talk about me
How
a lot.
How did we start the show?
Mego,
I
Mego.
Said I was really happy that Arkan was back, and now I'm feeling a little differently.
Mego, when Arkan wasn't working yesterday, he was listening, and he heard us talking about how he wasn't at work, is what he's saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
We said he was doing the Red Sox show.
No, you guys were fine yesterday.
Yeah,
I missed
we were...
one pie. I was at the driving range for part of it, so I didn't hear
yeah,
the whole
also,
show.
Yeah, also, he like says he listened to the whole show except for the part where we talked about wide receivers.
I did
also,
not
like,
hear that part.
Yeah,
but no, I heard you guys ripping Henry and Werner. I thought that was great. I did very
but
much
that,
enjoy
that. That was on social
on
media.
On my way back. No, I heard that on my way back from the park. That was terrific. I enjoyed that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
There's a good amount of animosity between these two, and I can't quite put my finger. It started the very first segment, Ryan. It started right from the top of the show.
Didn't start with me.
There's a good...
I was trying to figure out how I can't get this stupid package delivered to the building, and Arkan comes in, and the first thing he says, he just looks at me and goes, what's wrong with you? And I was like, hi.
You seemed like you were in a mood.
Yeah, because I was trying to get this stupid UPS, USPS,
so I was right.
whatever
so what's
it
wrong
is delivered. I can't get my wedding invitations delivered.
You can't win with
so
that.
I can't send them out. It's very stressful.
Bridezilla over here.
It
okay.
is.
Really?
She's taking it out on you. You're just in the past.
Don't That's ask a- me how I'm doing.
You didn't ask
I can't
me how
get my invitations delivered.
You looked at me and said, what's the matter with you?
Yeah, because it seemed like something was the matter. I was trying to be,
And I said, I can't get this stupid package delivered.
And then you ripped my head off.
Yeah, look, you know.
Like a praying mantis.
Arkan, the wedding's coming up. Just, you know, you just gotta stay out of the way. That's all. It's a natural disaster on the trail. You just gotta steer clear.
Is this kind of weird, really quick? With some of the invitations, I've decided I'm not even going to try to mail them. I'm just going to hand them to you. Is that weird? Is that a weird move? Like, it has your name on it, but I'm just handing
it. Are
you
going to hand deliver, like, all of them?
I mean, a lot of them.
You cutting corners on stamps
yeah.
over there? How much
no,
is that?
No, it's
much
so dumb. I'm like, I don't need to send it through the mail.
How much is a forever stamp these
Look,
days?
I can't even get them delivered to the stupid building, so I don't really trust them going out to people's homes independently.
You should ride around like a paper boy and just throw them into people's yards.
I like that.
That'd be
that.
A good way to do it. Yeah.
I think
That'd
I'm
be
gonna,
whimsical.
I think I'm going to be a little insulted if you just hand it to me.
Well, that's kind of what I'm asking. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to walk over to you and hand it to you, and you're
I think
gonna
I'm
going
to be a little insulted.
Okay.
You don't want to spend the.
You should be more insulted.
What's a forever stamp? 40 cents? You don't want to spend
around...
the 40 cents on me? I'm a little insulted.
You should be more insulted that I went around both of you and directly contacted your wives to be like, here's the hotels you should book at. Okay, I'll see
I'm
you.
I'm not
then.
Insulted. That was a smart move.
Thank
on
you.
My, I can't speak for Jones. It was a smart move in my house.
It
Telling
worked.
Me that it's in one ear, out the other, I would have totally
It worked.
Forgot
I came
about
in.
It.
I was like, Jones, so you're staying at the Westin. And you were like, for what? I was like, okay.
Used to be. So anyway, it's hour number two. Jones and Mega with Arkan here on WEEI. A variety of things you can vote on today. Our official big question of the day is, do you believe the Patriots are considering trading back from the number three pick? Yes or no? 52% say yes. A little less than 48% actually say no. So continue to vote there. Mego, you also have an unofficial show poll
There's
going
an incredible
on?
Poll going on right now. It has more than 400 votes. Is filet mignon a girl steak cut? And right now, it's still sitting squarely at 66% no. Someone just commented, no, it's a beef lover's cut.
Oh, a beef lover's. A few texts on this, 37937. Jones, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with ordering food or drinks that cater to chicks. It's 2024. Some would call you brave.
Wow. Hero.
I hadn't even thought about that.
You're a hero because you order a salad.
Yeah.
Some would also call you girly.
Just
or dainty.
I'm trying to champion a cause, and I'm catching all
do
this
you,
flack.
Do you feel a little weird when the server comes over and gives your dish to Kat? And you're like, gender biases.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're like, oh, sorry, sir.
The porterhouse is for the porterhouse is for you. I'm sorry.
Kat sitting there with her knife and fork up, yeah. Like, give me the meat.
It really depends
your
on
banana daiquiri, sir.
It really depends on if you get the 6 ounce or the 9 ounce. If it's a six, it's 100% a chick steak. That's fair. If you're ordering a 6 ounce steak. Which
How
I've,
big is it? I didn't even know that those were the different sizes.
I've probably done that. The only chick steak is, of course, chicken. That was also one on the text line.
I don't like that.
Good, what about chicken fried steak?
Oh.
Huh? I've never
really
even
put,
had that.
Really put them in a pretzel. So you can vote. That's at Megan_Adelini. Meanwhile, let's try to get this back on track. Rick Bucher was on with Colin Cowherd. And he discussed the Celtics' struggles at the end of games, and he still sees a lack of execution, and he blames Jason Tatum.
I trust Jalen Brunson or Damian Lillard.
To hit the shot.
To hit the shot, to make the play with all the marbles, the middle of the circle. Boy, did I date myself there. Then I do Jason. Until I see otherwise. I've seen it in moments, but I also seen him, and it's not just a matter of whether you make the shot or you miss the shot. It's, are you aggressively looking to get that shot? Do I feel like you want to take that
yeah,
shot?
Yeah, with Brunson, I always feel that.
Absolutely. With Damian, prior to Milwaukee, I always felt that. With Steph, I feel that. With any number of guys that have won championships, I've felt that.
Gross.
I have not felt that with Tatum. There are times where he defers or his game's not rolling, and it's... then he decides this it's not my night. Well, you don't have that choice if you're the best player on the team to say, I'm taking this one off.
Okay. There's some Brunson love there. You're going to hear more of that coming up. So score one for Arkan. Mego, I know you crunched some numbers on Tatum in the clutch.
I did. I went to Inpredictable. You remember that website that I showed you that I'm obsessed
yes.
with, Arkan?
Yes, yes, yes. No.
Okay, so these are the updated clutch stats. So to break this down in the most simple way, this is... less than 2 minutes or less left in a game where it's within a two-score game, okay?
Here's two-score or two-point?
Two-score.
Two-score, okay.
Okay, so with 2 minutes left, two-score. That's the broadest range. Tatum's clutch effective field goal percentage, so basically his shooting, he has 19 opportunities in that little category. He's 24%. So shoots from the line, from the three, just from anywhere on the court in two-point range, it's 24% across 19 opportunities. Compare that to some of his contemporaries around the NBA this season. You just name-checked Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson is 48% this year across 20 opportunities.
So more opportunities.
Dangerous man in the Eastern Conference.
Hang on. More opportunities than Tatum and more efficient. Jalen Brunson.
And more clutch. Wow. Like almost, actually, exactly twice as clutch as Tatum.
Score one for Arkin. He was on this last year.
Jamal Murray, and this is this season, had only 8 opportunities, but 69%.
Nice.
SGA, 15 opportunities, 57%. Anthony Edwards, 15 opportunities, 50%. So that's just a small sample of this season when we're talking about actual clutch opportunities to shoot and make a shot and impact those very, very close games in the last minutes of the game. Tatum is severely lower than his contemporaries on other contending teams.
Yeah, and it's not a weird outlier because the usage is very similar to those other guys, and the efficiency is through the floor, which matches the eye test. We see him choke in these spots all the time. And so the question is, can he figure it out in the postseason? And I'm skeptical of that. So I agree with Rick Bucher. I am more confident in a lot of other guys at the end of games. And so you hope, if you're the Celtics, it's not under 2 minutes in a two-possession game. You hope you're up 10, you hope you're up 12, you hope you're up 15, and it's not a nail-biter. Because if it's a nail-biter, I don't trust Tatum in that spot. Until he proves me wrong, I don't trust him in that spot. Do you? You can jump in, 617-779-7937. I also teased this, and then we got sidetracked by, you know, Bridezilla and Arkan going back and forth here. And on top of that, our steak debate. But I do want to get to how recent history is working against the Celtics. We'll follow up on that. Arkan with all the latest and trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm right back.
Asking the questions that you need answered.
How does this bro work again? Why are there so many clasps?
You're listening to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
When I push back on the, they should glide through the East.
Yes.
Should.
Yes.
But I still have questions.
Yes.
You do too.
I, without question, I was asked earlier, who do I see beating them? And it's like, or who's the biggest threat? Like anybody. Look at Miami did it last year. You could make the argument that the Boston Celtics have had the most talented team for the last 3 years running. And there is no question that that's the case this year.
Yeah, this year's no question.
No question. And yet, do we believe in them in the postseason? And why, for the last 2 years, haven't they been able to get it done? And have, most important, have they solved the issue that kept them from winning it the previous 2 years? Does Drew Holiday solve that issue? I don't think he does. Does Kristaps Porzingis solve that issue? I don't think he does, because it's still going to be, with a game on the line, and more often than not in the playoffs, it comes down to this: one possession at the end of the game, who's going to win it for me?
More Rick Bucher. It's ripping the Celtics on Colin Cowherd yesterday.
Hates Jason Tatum.
He does. He has some company there, at least on this show, I know.
What?
Not trusting Jason Tatum in the clutch. I mean, you just read all those numbers. They're great numbers.
Okay, the numbers don't like Jason Tatum. That doesn't have anything to do with me. Tatum's
think,
not good.
I was going to say, I think we have some evidence that
out,
you're not a Tatum fan.
Out of context is what that is.
I'll have you give me those numbers again, but I just want to...
split up the J.
I just want to react to...
That's not necessarily about Tatum.
Rick Bucher saying, anybody can knock off the Celtics. I like that answer. He's like, who can knock them off? Anybody! Miami got him last year. We've seen other teams knock them off in the past. And I do think there's some evidence to that school of thought. Despite the Celtics, you know, tipping the league on its ear this year and winning 64 games, we've seen other teams win more. And in recent history, we've seen other 60-plus win teams choke long before the NBA Finals, long before the conference finals. So we can get to that coming up. But remind me about what Bucher's talking about there, Mego. Some of your numbers that you have. Actually, hold off on that, because I do want to let people know and remind people that it's 2 for Tuesday on WEEI. We're going to be giving away another pair of tickets to Red Sox and Cubs April 27th at Fenway Park, less than 10 minutes from now.
Ooh.
So go nowhere. Those are coming up. Again, a pair of tickets to Red Sox and Cubs as part of 2 for Tuesday here on WEEI. You just heard Brad Fowle. We'll talk to him about an hour from now, a little over that.
I love that.
At 4:30. We do too, Rob. People are looking forward to it. On your metrics on Tatum, can I hear those again?
Yeah, so again, this exact stat, it's a clutch stat. It's games where there are 2 minutes left, and it's a two-score game or more narrow than that. So it can be a tied game. You can be back by 2 points, but we're talking about two actual scores in the basketball game. Tatum has had 19 opportunities of shooting within those parameters, and his effective field goal percentage, so that includes at the line, from the three-point line, and anywhere in two-point range, is 24%. 24% across 19 different opportunities.
That's miserable. So he makes less than a quarter of them, and he's had 19. That's not a small sample size. 19 in 82 games? That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're all necessarily buzzer beaters, but they're with 2 minutes or less when you're in a competitive, usually back-and-forth game, or something's really slipping away from you, or you're trying very hard to come back. So compare that to some of the other guys on teams that you expect to be contenders around the league. We'll start with Jalen Brunson, because he's Arcan's hero. He had 20 opportunities this season. His EFG, his effective field goal percentage, is 48%.
Wow.
That's twice as good as Tatum's.
Arcan's guy. Mm-hmm.
Jamal Murray only had 8 opportunities so far this year, 69%. Nice. SGA had 15 opportunities, 57%. And Anthony Edwards from Minnesota had 15 opportunities, 50%.
So
at the very least, all of these guys are twice as good as Tatum in these opportunities, at least compared to the opportunities that they have.
Yeah, and to me, those numbers match what we see. I just want to underscore that. When you watch the Celtics and you watch Tatum late in the games, you might not know those numbers, the opportunities and the situation and the effective field goal percentage and everything else. But watching it...
If you watch it, those numbers seem high.
Yeah, no, honestly, seriously, yeah. Like watching it, you're like, wait a minute, he came through that many times? Almost a quarter of the time? I don't believe it. And so... I just think that's what's important. You marry the eye test with the numbers, and Tatum's been bad in clutch spots. So the question is, again, can he figure that out in the postseason? If he doesn't, they're not winning anything. They won't win a thing. And I'll tell you, on top of that, recent history is working against the Celtics. We started doing this research in the middle of the show, or a show, last week. Thursday, Friday, somewhere when we were down at Fenway at the end of last week. The Celtics lead the NBA in wins, 64-18. They're the best team in the league. They're running away from the rest of the league. Now, not every team in this exercise I'm about to give you ran away from the league, but all of them led the league in wins. The last team to lead the NBA in regular season wins and go on to win a championship, the Golden State Warriors in 2017. And that's after they had broken through and won a title in 2015 and choked as a 73-win team. So Golden State, before they won with all of these wins they had 67 wins in 2017. They had kicked away a title the year before with an NBA record, 73 of them. So add them to the list as well. But we have 6 straight years, and the Celtics could be the 7th. 6 straight years of a team leading the league and not winning the finals, and by the way, not even making an NBA finals. You ready for this? Bucks last year, 58 wins out in the first round. Now, they lost Giannis, but still. Suns, 2 years ago, Arkans compared the Celtics to the Suns.
This is how this whole thing started. Yeah, because it's the Suns.
64 wins out in the second round. Didn't even make a conference final.
Lost to Luka and Jalen Brunson.
The Utah, good one. The Utah Jazz, 52 wins in 2021, out in the second round. The Milwaukee Bucks, 56 wins out in the second round. The Milwaukee Bucks in 2019, 60 wins out in the conference final. The Houston, do you remember the Rockets won 65 games 1 year?
Yeah.
They lost in the Western Conference Finals.
Was that Harden's MVP year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they lost to Golden State. Mm-hmm. And look, they lost to
and
a great team.
And they missed like 23s, right?
It wasn't was that year? Ridiculous, yeah. That game seven. But that's six straight teams that have led the NBA in wins and haven't even made an NBA Finals, never mind won a title. Why are the Celtics different? Why should we assume the Celtics are different? Especially when they came up short last year, they came up short the year before, and every other year before that, with Tatum and Brown, and we can't trust Tatum in the clutch. Why should they be any different than the Bucks on the list three times? The Suns, the Jazz, the Rockets. Why?
Maybe you can say the NBA is due. I don't know. Like, you'd have to go comb through some of those specific instances, which I have to say, honestly, I haven't done, and how much injuries or other things played into that. I think far and away, sometimes, I would say far and away the Celtics are the best team. Like, top to bottom, they're the best team. I still don't think that guarantees that they're going to win the championship. I think they absolutely should get back to the finals. But once they're there, especially if they see Denver, I think anything could happen with this team. So I think it's fair to look back on that and say, just because they've cruised through the regular season, this is much more of like a President's Trophy situation than anything else when you look at recent history.
The most concerning thing about this all to me is that none of those teams reached the finals. Like, they didn't even make it to the finals.
Correct.
Like,
okay, but I think the Celtics are going to make it to the finals.
I think they're
okay.
I'm just saying, none of these teams did. The Suns were 64-18. Yeah.
I bet Suns fans thought they were going to the finals. I bet Rockets fans thought they were going to the finals. I bet Bucks fans thought they were going to the finals.
And you look, guys are freaking me out.
Okay, look, in fairness to Milwaukee, they were a 60-win team a couple of times, came up short, and then they did break through and win a title. Last year, they led the league after they already won a championship. And we're out in round one with 58 wins. So, like, the Bucks could be, I guess, a promising thing moving forward. But the Celtics would have to lose in this scenario to reap those benefits that Milwaukee ultimately reaped. And so, yeah, I bet a lot of Suns fans 2 years ago thought they were winning. Or Rockets fans back in 2018 thought they were going to win. Or maybe even Jazz fans, for God's sakes, when they led the league in wins. They're like, this is our year. We'll at least make a Maybe we won't win a finals, but we'll at least make a finals. I bet a lot of people felt that way. So, is history working against the Celtics? You can vote at 617-779-7937, or weigh in, rather, I should say, here on the phones, along with all of these metrics we have on Jason Tatum in the clutch. And why should we expect the Celtics to be different than some of those teams? Again, you can jump in. You can also vote in our big question of the day. We started off talking Patriots. Do you believe the Pats are considering a trade back from the number three pick? 52% still say yes. 48% say no. We'll get back to that next hour. We'll also talk to Rob Bradford at 4:30, about an hour from now. But first, it's a two for Tuesday on WEEI.
What is it?
It's a two for Tuesday.
Two for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Be caller number 9 right now to the contest line. That's 617-931-0937. And you will score our final pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Cubs on April 27th. At Fenway Park. Again, caller 9 right now, contest line 617-931-0937. Two tickets, Red Sox and Cubs, April 27th at Fenway Park. We've been giving tickets away all day, starting in the 9 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock hour, check that, with Greg Hill, all throughout Gresham Fourier, and a couple of pairs here today on Jones and Mego with Arkan. We'll do it each and every Tuesday here for the next couple of months. So mark that down. Good luck on the contest line, as this is our final pair of the day, and it should be a good one. Red Sox and Cubs at Fenway. Arkan, as you said earlier, don't say we're not doing our part to get some actual Red Sox fans in there and not just let the Cubs fans take over Fenway for once.
Yeah, we're trying our best here, and I just have a feeling.
We're doing what we can.
I have a funny feeling that the Cubs fans are going to travel. You know, they're pretty good this year, right? They're a 10-win team, I think.
Are they?
I think so. I think they're off to a decent start.
Ooh.
So, yeah, and listen, it's a fan base that likes to presence felt. So I would say go out there and let's bully those Cubs fans,
okay.
Red Sox fans.
That's what Arkan wants you to
send them back to Chicago.
So, again, it's two for Tuesday. I'll tell you, speaking of the Cubs, Ryan, I was eyeballing Christopher Morel Dinger Tuesday tonight. But we can discuss off the air coming up. In the meantime, let's get to some phone calls here. Eddie is in the car. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, guys. How are you? You know,
you guys are right about everything what you're saying. And the guy that you brought on that was talking about Tatum just not being able to get it done at the end of the game, he's spot on. But I do like Porzingis. I do like him. And with having more options later in the game, I think that we have a better chance that one of these guys is going to step up and decide that they're the ones that's going to be taking the big shot at the end of the game. Because I don't want Tatum taking it, because unless they're winning by 10 or 15, then they can't play in a competitive game. And it drives me crazy, because I used to have season tickets to the Celtics during the Bird years. Uh-huh. And when they couldn't drop the ball in the basket, they could at least play defense.
Okay. Let's leave the Larry Bird stuff. I know Arkan, you know, started drooling when he heard that, but let's leave the Bird stuff off to the side. Yeah, exactly. I think people get this Tatum end of game thing backwards. Tatum has to want to let Porzingis take the final shot or Jaylen take the final shot. And I know Mazzulla's the coach, but if Mazzulla wants to keep his job, the main job in the NBA is keeping the stars happy. Mm-hmm. That's like the main job. And so if Tatum wants the ball in his hands at the end of these games and he wants the final shot, and just remember, who was his idol growing up? Who was it again?
Kobe.
Got it. Who had the ball at the end of those games?
Kobe.
So something tells me Tatum wants the ball. If he wants to share the basketball, great. If he's okay with standing in the corner and letting Jaylen Brown work a matchup or move the ball to Kristaps Porzingis or whoever, Holiday, White, whomever, if Tatum's okay with it, fine. If Tatum's not okay with it, Tatum's going to get the ball. And you're going to sink or swim with Jason Tatum. Is that right? Is that wrong? We can debate. That's the way the NBA works. And I think people have it backwards. Oh, Jaylen should take the shot. Oh, Porzingis should take the shot. Mazzulla has to tell him what to do. That's all well and good. That's not how the NBA actually works. If Tatum wants the ball, he's getting the ball. That's how it works.
Isn't that opposite of what Bucher was saying to start the segment, though? He was saying that Tatum's too deferential.
Well, I don't know if he's just talking about clutch and late, but I have seen Tatum just coast through games. But
also may be talking about the past when he kicked it out to Marcus Smart, you know, in those clutch situations where he was deferential.
But you certainly can't apply that to this season.
No, not this year. No, this year. And honestly, I think at the end of most...
But like, that could be his reputation.
We're talking final possession now, okay? Yeah. And I know your metrics are different. Final possession, Tatum almost always has the ball and almost always takes the shot. And that's not just this year. That's the last couple of years.
I have some buzzer beaters. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so these are the buzzer beaters that he has failed to hit just this year. January 19th against Denver, there were 3 seconds left, two-point game, missed turnaround, fadeaway jumper. March 5th, Cleveland, 1 second left, one-point game, missed fadeaway jumper. Atlanta, March 28th, 0 seconds left, tied game, missed three-point fadeaway jumper.
But what a shot it was.
Yeah, do you know the only one he made? We looked this up. We looked this up a couple of weeks ago. The only one he made was a layup that Detroit goaltended right around Christmas time, in between Christmas and New Year's. It didn't even go through the cylinder. And Detroit went through and made a shot at the other end and forced overtime. And the Celtics needed overtime to beat effing Detroit. And so that's the only buzzer beater final possession that he's hit.
Yeah,
all
these
year.
Are literal buzzer beaters.
That's
though.
It. One. And he didn't
Let
even
it ride.
He didn't even hit it. He didn't even hit it. He's exact. Who is that? Who is
Philip
that character?
Seymour.
No, I know, but who was the character's name in Long Game Poly? I don't recall.
Let it ride. Rainmaker.
That's Rain Tatum. Dance. That's Tatum at the end of these
Sandy.
Games.
Sandy was in there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
I just looked it up.
He looked
it up. Okay. It's like, is this in your core movie?
I have
rotation?
Seen that movie before.
Well, of course, I've seen the movie, but yeah. I don't think I've seen it more than once.
Ben Stiller getting the diarrhea, that was funny.
Yeah, I just, you know.
Anytime, that was funny to you?
Anytime you can wipe your backside with a ferret, that's
I was going to say, there's a ferret
right
involved,
there.
Right?
That's comedy right there. Tony is in Revere. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, guys, this problem is with the NBA. You have to be a real basketball fanatic to follow the NBA. The biggest problem, I think,
really.
Is the regular season's meaningless. The regular season is meaningless. When a 9 seed made the finals last year, when all they're trying to do is finish in the top 10, that's all they care about. The regular season with their back-to-back games, which is a travesty for the players and the fans alike. It's a ripoff.
Okay,
and
Tony.
Adam Silver does nothing about
Tony,
it.
Tony, what seed was the winner?
I'm sorry?
Last year's winner, Denver. What seed were they going in?
Yeah, well, I'm talking about
yeah,
Denver.
Yeah, they were a one seed.
Okay, but in fairness to Tony, the play-in might have screwed this up a little bit because the Lakers were in a conference final
I
from
love
the, play-in
the play-in
last year.
I'm looking
okay,
forward to it.
But so this was always a long-term criticism of the NBA is that the playoffs are a foregone conclusion and all that matters is home court. The numbers I gave you earlier blow that up, and this is recent. But since the Warriors won in 2017, no team with the best record has gone on to win the title. So when he says the regular season is meaningless, maybe it is becoming less meaningless. You're right. Denver was the one seed last year, but they didn't have the best record in the league. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a better record than the Celtics last year, Denver, I don't believe. And so maybe the regular season is more meaningless. I would say that's probably a good thing, isn't
it? Denver would have been fourth in the East last year.
Yeah, and so isn't that probably a good thing? That it's not just, oh, well, here we go. The Celtics won 64. The next 2 months, we already know who's winning. Like, I would actually say that's a good thing for the NBA. It might be a bad thing for the Celtics this year.
Yeah, it's almost like some people will just criticize the NBA no matter what because they don't like it, which is your prerogative, but we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, but do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing for the NBA that there's more parity, if you
will?
Oh,
it's absolutely a good thing. Look, yeah and I know that runs a little contrary, like, because they're in the best place right now because they have big stars, they have big franchises that are mostly doing well, and they have a lot of parity. Like, that's exactly what you want.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the best thing for the NBA was the Warriors and LeBron 4 years in a row in the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's hard to beat because people know the stars and they know the players that are in there, even the scrubs. They know the J.R. Smiths of the world and everybody else. And so I think that's the best thing for the NBA.
Since then, you've had five different champions.
Yeah, and look, I'm just telling you, that to me is not necessarily a bad thing for the league to have at least some doubt in the postseason that the best team isn't just going to win, and it's a foregone conclusion. But unfortunately, again, that's a bad thing for the Celtics because they just so happen to have the best record by a mile.
Right. It is the one good thing you can say is that there's no dynasty right now. You know, there's no one team that you know is just going to win it or be there at the end every year. The Warriors won recently. I mean, it's not like they're very far detached from it, but they broke up the Bucks, Lakers, the Raptors. It was the Nuggets last year. The fact that it's a different team each year, I think, is a good thing for the Celtics, honestly.
This is in the Twitch chat. Which you can watch along with the show or chat along with the show, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Dark and Stormy Nights, everyone's saying the Celtics should win and go to the Eastern Conference Finals, but no one is actually picking them. Wrong. I mean, I think we're all picking them to at least get to an Eastern Conference Final. I've picked them many times to win the championship on this show. I've been doing it since maybe before the year started. I've done it consistently every time we've checked in. Let's check in again, though, Dark and Stormy Nights. Mego, will the Celtics win the championship?
Yes.
Wow, really?
But I'm still scared.
Okay, but this is the first time you said that.
This is where I'm at. I'm like,
Celtics and Nuggets NBA Finals, you're picking
so
the Celtics.
But I think it's like it's only like 62% chance it's the Celtics.
I don't care what percentage it is, you're picking them.
Like, I think it's pretty close.
Celtics or field?
Yeah. Celtics.
Arcan, Celtics or field?
Field.
Yeah, but that's not. See, yours was more shocking. That's not movement. Arcan's been saying that for months now. You just changed. You completely.
I know. It's because like
you
flip-flopped.
Shrieked at the same thing I said a month ago.
You flip-flopped and changed your stance that you've had all year long. You flip-flopped.
Yeah, it's a developing opinion.
Yeah, well, it's also known as a flip-flop.
I also think like people are just starting to piss me off, so I'm like, no, you know what? The Celtics are actually going to win. So deal with it.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about Jalen Brunson anymore, and I'm the one that's bringing up Jalen Brunson numbers, so I don't know what I'm saying.
Is Tatum clutch? No. Is history working against the Celtics? Hell yeah. But I still think they're winning the championship. I do think they're that much better than the rest of the league.
Not if Jalen Brunson has anything to say about it.
They're 14 games clear of Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks. How many games clear are they even of the teams out west? Oklahoma City is seven. Oklahoma City, Denver, Minnesota. They're 8 games better than all those teams. There's no excuse for this team not to win. They should win. They're going to win. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on that. The history that's working against the Celtics, will they be the team to break it? Do you trust Tatum in a clutch situation? We still have Patriots discussion hanging out as well. Do you think they're actually trading back from the number 3 pick? Is that why Penix is here? Is that why McCarthy was here yesterday? And we'll get to the Bruins. Was it actually a good thing they lost last night? You can certainly spin it that way. We'll get to it next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Follow the socials at Jones and Mego.
Check it out in the Jones and Mego page as well. You can vote the big Q at 2 and then see Arcan's AI renderings of Mego bathing in a chicken pot pie with Marcus Smart.
This is Jones and Mego on WEEI.
It seemed to be a struggle to generate any kind of offense tonight. Pinpoint what the problem is.
Well, I think the word struggle is a compliment the way we played tonight.
I thought Washington, you know, their desperation, how well they defended, how well they hung on the pucks in the offensive zone is the way we wanted to play.
How do you look at this in terms of you want to be playoff ready, you want to get to that point, and does this feel like a setback? How do you evaluate it?
I'm not going to put too much into it, to be honest. We didn't play well. You know, yeah, we start Saturday. We've had a real good string of games against real good teams. So I think our team is a confident team that, you know, we didn't give our best effort tonight.
Jim Montgomery, after the Bruins get shut down and shut out last night, 2-0 against Washington. We were talking about this after the show, Ryan and myself in the studio down there. You know, Washington had a lot more to play for than the Bruins last night. I think this is something you could see going into that game, and they played like it. They played like a team that is attempting to qualify. I think after their win last night, they now control their own destiny to sneak in and likely play the Rangers on the other side of the bracket. And so they look like the more desperate team. And maybe, just maybe, the Bruins actually deep down, in places they don't want to talk about at parties, wanted to lose that game last night. Because the pathway gets a lot easier if they lose again tonight and Florida wins and they wind up with the Leafs instead of the Tampa Bay Lightning. You can jump in on all of it here on Jones and Mega with Arcan on WEEI 617-779-7937. Arcan, you think it's a good thing they lost last night, right?
Yeah, I do. Especially if they're on purpose trying to avoid Tampa Bay, because that's what I want them to do. I want them to avoid Tampa Bay. I want them to play the Black Aces tonight, and I want the Black Aces to throw the game. Do your part to get Toronto in the first round.
Do we have any indication of what their lineup is? Do we have any indication?
No, I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to play their normal
starters. And there's no morning skate today, right? Because they played last night, so it's second night of a back-to-back. So, yeah, I mean, maybe we won't get any feel for that until...
And Ottawa sucks, so, I mean, you could probably not be trying very hard and still beat them, but I don't want to beat them. I don't want to win this game. I really don't. I want Toronto in the first round. I want a nice, easy first round. I want this team to build some momentum going into whoever they play in the second round, because it's going to be a tough matchup no matter who it is, really. And I think that I'd much rather see them get some confidence, get some momentum, than to be face-to-face with Vasilevsky and the rest of those guys in the first round.
Do you agree with Arcan? You think it's a good thing they lost last night?
Mostly yes. Mostly yes. I mean, I don't think it's great that they continue to have these up and down stretches since the All-Star break, but yeah, of course you want Toronto over the Lightning or anybody else. Like, that's the easiest path. And I know that people will bristle against that. Like, well, if you're not, you know, in control of your own destiny, you don't think you can take down anybody. Well, I just haven't felt that way about the Bruins in ages. So I don't know how you look at the playoffs in a real way and say, like, no, you can take on anybody. You got blown out in the first round last year.
Yeah. What difference does it make if they get past Toronto and it's like a fake win because Toronto's just a giant choking team and they advance in the postseason? Like, I'll crow about it. They'll advance without Bergeron and Krejci, just like I said they would. So, like, I'll take a victory lap on it. But, like, what difference does that make if they get past Toronto and then they just get smoked by Florida next round? Like, you still have to go on a run.
Like, Toronto's not even an accomplishment? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. Don't we all want them for a reason? We don't feel like they're much of an accomplishment.
You're still getting around further than last season.
But, like, if they just get bombarded and they beat Toronto, are we really going to give them that much credit? Or are we just going to look at it and say, oh, good, they just beat choking-ass Toronto again?
Well, it feels a little bit like you're teeing us up so that we won't give them any credit.
Well,
I'll give them credit for beating anybody in the first round, because this is a team that has trouble in the playoffs. And I don't know if Swayman's going to get the start or what they're going to do, a goal or whatever. But the reason why I want Toronto is to build some confidence for them so that they can have some confidence and momentum going into the second round against Florida or the Rangers, whoever it is.
Are you confident if you're orchestrating matchups?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
You're confident if you're orchestrating and saying, we can't beat Tampa, but we can beat Toronto?
If you're hiding from a matchup.
Yeah, you're not. Then you build confidence when you beat them in the first round.
Okay, so you think they need to build confidence because they're not confident?
I mean, in a sense, yes.
Yeah.
Did they lose in the first round last year?
Here's
yeah.
The thing,
why should they,
like,
be confident?
I guess the question is, are there things that you feel like you need to really sort out before you see the second round? Like, that's one thing that I could understand. Like, first of all, I just think that you should go for Toronto because it's the easier matchup, and I prefer the easier matchup. Sorry, if you can do things the easy way, I prefer the easy way. I don't need to make things tougher for myself if you can do it that way. But I also would look at it and say, okay, are you going to figure something out about what you're doing with the goalie situation, or do you already already have that decided? Do you feel like having Pat Maroon out there for another couple of games or going through one round with him is going to be somehow much of a difference maker? Like, if you feel like there's things that you can sort out in the first round, then it absolutely makes more sense to pick your matchup.
Okay. They don't feel like a confident team. If they really, and I'm not saying they lost last night on purpose. I don't really think they lost last night on purpose. But maybe somewhere in the back of their head, they knew a loss wouldn't be a bad thing. And Washington was definitely the hungrier team last night. Can I hear Charlie Coyle after the game? I thought this was pretty pointed criticism from Coyle after they lost 2-0.
They looked like a team that was fighting for a playoff spot. We looked like a team that was already in playoffs. And that wasn't good. We didn't have our sense of urgency that we usually have. And winning loose pucks, winning our battles, we didn't do nearly enough of that.
Is this just a matter of not being able to manufacture, as kind of referencing desperation when they were desperate, or do you see it as kind of being a stumbling block considering how well you played against teams that were also playing for something prior to this?
I just think they were more prepared and wanted a little more than we did. That's what it looked like out there, and you never want to admit that. It's a tough thing to say, but that's what it looked like, and yeah, they were fighting for their lives, and they played like it.
So here's my answer. If they wind up getting Toronto, then I guess retroactively I'll feel good about it. But right now I don't feel good about how they played last night. And I don't think Montgomery felt good about it. I don't think Coyle felt good about it. I don't think they took a dive on purpose. I think they tried to match up with Washington, and Washington just dug deeper than them and was hungrier for it and played like a team that had something at stake. And so if you lose that game last night and you're completely flat, and Florida loses tonight, it doesn't matter what you do in your game. If Florida loses tonight in regulation, it doesn't matter if the Celtics get smoked by 7 goals by Ottawa tonight. It doesn't matter. You'll still get Tampa. And so, like, trying to take a dive, if that's what they really tried to do, I don't believe that, and orchestrate the matchups, it wouldn't even have worked out. So if they wind up with Toronto in round one, I guess I'll feel good about it. But right now, no, I don't feel good about how they played last night. Swayman was great.
Swayman was great.
That's one thing I could take out of it where I look at it and go, okay, Swayman was locked in. That was a team peppering him and a team that, again, had a lot to play for on the other side. I feel good about Swayman. The whole rest of the team, I don't. And I don't want to give them too much credit for a loss where they were flat and looked disinterested for 40-plus minutes.
I'm warming more towards Swayman.
Oh, you are?
Movement.
Yeah.
See,
yeah, there's movement.
It's
I'm
moved.
Warming a little bit.
Yeah, apparently we have to ask Mega her take every single day just to make sure it hasn't changed, because all of a sudden now she is picking the Celtics to win the title.
It's reactionary.
You weren't doing it all 82 games, but now you're doing it.
Here's the thing. With the goalies, I think I've been pretty transparent for the last, like, 2.5 months. I said, as we get closer and closer, I'm going to ride the hot hand. I don't know that I'd look at and say Swayman's definitely that guy.
Okay, well, answer
Omar
the question.
Omar Stills has been better over the last, like, 6 weeks.
Answer the question. There's one.
So I'm still taking Omar, but I'm warming.
So you're still taking Omar?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am. But maybe if Omar is just dreadful tonight.
I'm guessing he's not playing tonight. I may have that wrong. Maybe Omar is playing tonight. I'm with Arcan. I think they might just play the Black Aces. They might just roll out, you know, a pseudo Providence team. They did make one transaction. I do wonder if this is a paper transaction. I don't know enough about all the leagues, but Ryan dropped this in. The Bruins have recalled Jason Megna from Providence and loan John. I have no idea who that is, if you couldn't tell by the pronunciation. And Johnny Beecher to Providence. Could be a paper transaction. Could be like one of those weird contractual things in the NHL, or maybe that's a sign of movement from Providence. But if that's the only move, they're not just calling up a bunch of scrubs, right?
Yeah. We're not getting Brandon Bussy in goal tonight.
Yeah, so maybe it will be Omar.
Like.
And you're putting stock in how he plays tonight? If he shuts down Ottawa, he's your game one
this
starter?
This is what will determine the take.
Okay. So you can jump in on all this. Was it actually good that the Bruins lost last night? 617-779-7937. We'll continue to ask, who's your game one starter now that we're, you know, almost there? We're going to find out what the Bruins are going to do in net, if they even know. We'll get back to that, and we'll get back into our big question of the day. Are the Patriots really considering trading back? Is that why J.J. McCarthy was here yesterday and Michael Penix is here today? We'll get to that with all your phone calls next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.